Blog Talk Radio.
From the Donald's epic immigration rant to the cowardice of GOP presidential candidates on the topic, and mobily broadcasting from a small, sturdy fleet, natural gas-driven burrito wagon, Kelly O'Connell here. It is 7/7/2015, the 7th day of July. And there is this really stupid, horrible story out there. I say stupid and aggravating, of this guy that killed this woman down on the docks or down on the waterfront in San Francisco. And the more that you hear about it, the more infuriating it is. But I found out yesterday this guy had been deported a number of times, and he comes back to San Francisco because it's a sanctuary city. Now the sheriff is saying that it's safer because it's a sanctuary city. That's like saying, what's that place in Japan where they had the earthquake? And on the nuclear reactors, like melted over. That's like saying that city is safer after the tsunami or the earthquake or the meltdown. It just, this rhetoric in which there's no connection between reality and, the words. It's just so infuriating. But I've been thinking about this for quite a while. I was thinking, what would be the one action by this president and administration that would sum up completely their total disinterest in the average American, their disinterest in the historic values of the country, and that would show that they really don't care about the safety and future of, Joe American or Jane American on the street. And I thought, it's got to be the fact that they have let illegal criminals into the country, have identified them and decided not to stop them, just to leave them in here. What better fact could point out that this president doesn't care about the health and safety of Americans? I mean, so it's just 523-1450 if you want to call in on this. I got to go try to find the text machine, but it's like this is to me the one thing that really, because the media doesn't respond to anything else. It's buried every other story ultimately. So the only stories that mean anything are the ones that the media carries, right? Well, 70% of the people, and I can't believe it's that low, believe that there is an embargo in the news on telling the truth in the mainstream media. How does the mainstream media get mad at Fox News? What, I mean, based on what? I mean, not that I watch Fox News, I don't have TV, and I'm starting to cancel these services like Netflix that I thought were kind of cool, and now I'm bored with them. But anyway, so what does the administration say? It's like nobody holds their feet to the fire over this stuff. This woman gets killed. There have been hundreds of people killed in this country by illegals who were criminals that either did a crime and should have been deported but weren't, or were deported and came back, or when they got to the country, they knew that they were serious felons and they just let them come in. What possible defense can anybody from the far right to the far left give for this type of thing? If Frankie, feel free to call in Kathy, anybody who wants to try to defend this. There's absolutely, even if you're in favor of illegals, you cannot be in favor of letting serious felons come in. And when they did an interview on this guy, they said that his interpreter was feeding him information like, you gotta say you're sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. No, you gotta say you're sorry to the people. I'm sorry to everybody. No, you've got to say that you're sorry. Yes, I'm sorry to the family. I'm sorry to everybody. This guy, I don't know if he's out of his mind, but he just pulled a gun out and shot this woman for no reason. I mean, it's not even a traditional crime where you're robbing somebody and the person gets shot, which then there's some logic between, even though it's totally criminal, there's some logic between the gun going off. But, I mean, this guy just pulls a gun out and shoots this beautiful young woman. And so anyway, here's what the White House put out there with little Josh Earnest, who acts like he just got his Eagle Scout. How do you possibly blame this on the Republicans? They are breaking the spirit of the law. No country can be safe if it has completely open borders, right? There's got to be someone doing fact-checking, background checks, making people go through just like a job. Nobody hires somebody without finding out their background. And this is being blamed on the GOP. Are you freaking kidding me? In other words, the Republicans either do things exactly the way that we want, just like on health care, or we're just going to let a whole bunch of illegal criminals into the country. Does that add up? Where is the GOP on this? There should be a movement by the GOP to make it illegal in the face of all of the illegal immigrants that are coming into the country that are being embraced by this administration. There needs to be something put down to stop, like, MS-13, you know, the world's most dangerous gang coming from Central America, and tens of thousands of criminals. Why would you do that unless you wanted to hurt people? I'm seriously, Frankie, Kathy, anybody. Who is the guy that called in to the Undertaker? Robert. Please call up and tell us how we're paying for our sins of racism through this. Who was it? Hammurabi? The guy, please, somebody who's on the left, just call up and defend this policy. It's driving me crazy. This is why these people, oh my God, people need to study logic, you know, fallacies, either or fallacy. You can either, we could either have done everything that the administration wanted for immigration, which is undoubtedly very similar to what they're already doing, or we're going to have illegal criminals coming in over the border and it's all the GOP's fault. This is insane. What kind of a policy? And so I've got all of these articles that I'm not even going to go through all of it today because I got some other stuff to go over. But listen to some of the headlines on this. It's just heartbreaking. A U.S. Representative Obama releasing criminals back onto streets. Sheriff Joe, 36% of criminals turned over to ICE keep coming back. Documents, dangerous criminals among illegals released. These are just headlines. 36,000 criminals freed while awaiting deportation. 121 murders attributed to illegals released by Obama. 3,700 illegal immigrants, threat level one criminals released. That's the most serious felons. And are those people going to give up their life of crime? Everybody knows people in their lives who have been criminals. I mean, obviously, I meet them in my job all the time, who that's just in their DNA for whatever reason. And these people are not going to give up crime, right? They're not going to, if they're people that are involved in the mafia or the drug sales or whatever, and their means of interacting with others who they disagree with is violence, they're not going to give that up when they come over here. Illegal immigrant sex offenders released into Seattle neighborhoods. Oklahoma broadcaster killed by illegal deported to Mexico three times. DHS to release illegal families into U.S. Illegal families. Illegal immigrant sex offenders living in Memphis neighborhoods. Illegal faces 205 charges of puppy abuse. I mean, I just report 96% of illegal immigrant families with deportation orders can't be found. This is just, and they're predicting another 127,000 illegals coming across the border this year, and what percentage of them are going to be criminals? and the administration blames it on the GOP. Are you kidding me? Texas is having to put together its own military force for the border. They're spending billions of dollars. Should we be doing that? Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. You're listening to AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'll be right back. This is outrageous. All right, so the thing that's really got me ticked off today is this idea that we have to sit back and hold our tongues while illegal criminals are being brought in. I'm not even talking about illegal aliens. That's a related but separate issue, which, you know, if you're going to make it your policy to bring in as many illegal aliens as possible and treat them like they're legal and situate them around the country in various communities, there's going to be some pushback. There's going to be some criticism. There's going to be some negative impact. Anybody knows that. You have to be a liberal to think there's nothing negative in all of these things. It's only positive. And in my opinion, it could destroy America by simply flushing in so many people of a different background and mindset that we'll lose who we are. We're already losing who we are anyway. I don't know if it even matters anymore. But the idea that as part of this, we have to accept these illegal criminals who then go ahead and do crime over here and kill people, for example, and that we have to hold our tongue on that too is crazy. I mean, where are the adults standing up to this president? All right, so I might have played this before, but I'm going to play it again. This is this thing from Trump that kind of raised this issue. But the real issue is this woman, this innocent, this beautiful, you know, 30-year-old woman in San Francisco is just executed by this illegal alien who's been sent back 5 times to Mexico. But because San Francisco is a sanctuary city, they don't arrest illegals there. So what do you expect? Where do you expect people to go? Check this out. All right, so my point here is not even is nothing to do in my mind with illegals. It is to do with a group of people who are criminals that the government not only has the right to deny them entry, but has the duty, and it is, in my opinion, it's an illegal action by the government to allow violent criminals to come across the border. And then they act like it's somebody else's fault when this type of thing happens. And I just wonder, does the president sit back and laugh at this stuff? No, I'm seriously. You can get mad at me for asking that, but they're doing it on purpose. If you bring in illegal criminals, or if you bring in criminals that shouldn't be here, that you can block by definition from coming in, and then they end up committing crimes, including murder against innocent Americans, do you laugh at that? I mean, I'm just curious. Is this the divide and conquer mentality that he knows that it's confusing to people that support illegal immigration? That it's confusing that if you mix in with their criminals and then, you know, and then blame it when something bad happens, as it's bound to, you blame it on somebody else. And it's just, I mean, where's the leadership? I have to ask this every day. Where's the leadership? Seriously, 5-2-3-14-50. I don't see any leadership out of this presidency, out of this administration. You can call me partisan, but where's the GOP standing up to this guy? They're making deals with him. Where are the principal Democrats standing up to this guy? Aren't Democrats also extremely nervous when they see this type of thing? I mean, the person who was killed could quite easily have been a card-carrying Democrat. I mean, it's not like these illegals are going around checking people's, you know, we're only going to attack the GOP. It is just so, I mean, this is proof that this guy is on some sort of a crazy bender. And he's got ideas that don't line up with anybody else's ideas. Here's a little some from Cruz on this. All right, so there you have it. And geez, it's just, I don't know. I'm looking at a statistic here: non-U.S. citizens in U.S. prison population, 71% from Mexico. So Trump says that they're exporting, our next door neighbor is exporting its worst people over here. You can't be offended by that, but it's not really, there's more than one issue here. The issue of illegal immigration is very serious, and it is destroying our ability to recover. If you have a bunch of people coming into work who are taking jobs that are illegal here, and they're taking jobs away from citizens, that's a very serious issue. That this is not what we're talking about today. We are talking about criminals that this government is bringing in, purposefully bringing in. So the question is, why are they doing it? You've got 60 or 70,000 criminals that have been allowed to come across the border. 3,700, according to one study, are level one, murderers, rapists, that type of thing. Anyway, it's like we're on our own here on the border, and you know, this is going to affect us as much as anybody. We're as close as just about anybody in the United States. So anyway, 6:33, Kelly, and we'll come back and switch topics. And speaking of the 4th, there was a gentleman, Devin Staples of Calais, Maine, had been drinking and celebrating Independence Day when he decided to take up the celebration a notch. The 22-year-old stuck a firework on his head. It was a mortar, and lit it. And instead of going up, the mortar exploded and killed him instantly. So what do you think about that? Stupid death of the day. We've got another shark attack over in North Carolina, which makes it like, I don't know, how many has it been? Is that the 8th or the 9th? So there's got to be something going on there. And, all right, so a story that doesn't really make any sense to me yet, but I've got to find out more about it, is the gentleman and his wife, was it his wife in Albuquerque? The guy fatally shot somebody at Motel 6. All right, I got a number of questions. A former CNN anchor and his wife were at Motel 6. Number one, don't you make a lot of money as an anchor? Therefore, what are you doing staying in Motel 6? Number two, they're doing a murder investigation, a homicide investigation. So what they in the names of these people, Lynn Russell and her husband Chuck DeCaro, and another man exchanged gunfire after the man entered their room at a Motel 6 on Albuquerque's West Edge and demanded jewelry. And this is according to I guess CNN or some site called bigstory.app.org. But it began to, I think, kind of come apart here. The husband was shot 3 times, but he's recovering. I think this might have been a drug deal. Why would the police be looking into charging this guy with homicide if he was just defending himself? So anyway, and then they asked this, I think it was the same guy, and about the NRA and stuff, and I think he said F the Republicans or whatever. So these guys want to have their own weapons to protect themselves, but you know, they don't want to, they want to avoid anything larger. It's kind of funny though, all of these celebrities either have guns or they have somebody who carries a gun that travels with them to protect them. All right, so the UFO story, 523-1450 to call in, by the way, and we're not getting a lot of calls. I wonder if my phone line is broken. Either that or I could be having an exceptionally boring day here. But and here's a phone call. God bless you. Thanks for the phone call. Who's this?
Yes, this is Tom.
Tom, good morning. Thank you for calling. Hope you're well, and what's going on?
Yes, listening to the story about the illegal alien making me sick. I mean, you know, he found the gun wrapped up in a rag or something like that, and he just started shooting, and he doesn't see so well, and he's on sleeping pills. And he just wants to get it all over with. He wants them to charge him and get it over with. That's what I was just reading, you know, on the internet.
Well, I mean, did you hear all those headlines that I was reading? Why is it? I have so many questions. If I was trapped in an elevator with Obama, I would have hours of questions. Why do you act like you're always right? Why do you act like every single decision you've ever made since coming out of the womb has been correct? Why do you pretend like we have to accept these criminals, or there's no answer, or it's the GOP's fault? It's just like him saying, there's no reason for us to go in and send troops in after ISIS because we're doing everything that we can do. What does that phrase mean? I mean, it drives me crazy that innocent Americans are being slaughtered by these criminals that they had the opportunity to stop at the border.
It seems like their own families do have to be touched by it in order for it to register. Like if his daughter was shot, like that poor girl got shot, it was his daughter instead, then it might be a wake-up call.
I just wonder if this guy feels anything inside. Does it not hurt you to see the people that you were elected to protect dying in the street from criminals that, I mean, there should be no sanctuary cities in America. What does that mean?
Our own governor got mad at Trump for making statements like that.
Yeah,
like,
because
you know, we should be deporting these
Tom,
people.
Political correctness is crucifying this nation. We are getting killed because we can't speak our minds. We can't tell the truth in this nation. That's why people tune into talk radio. It's like the last place that free speech can be aired. But what good does it do to pretend that any statement that includes the term illegal, that has any negative connotation, is totally indefensible? That's just, you know, this country is going to go down the toilet unless we turn our back on the political correct movement.
You notice how the callers or the liberal callers aren't calling in. They're afraid to say anything.
I don't know.
We're factual.
What is the defense of allowing violent criminals, level 1 criminals, people who already have an established record of harming other people? What is the public policy of letting those people in this country?
It's mind-boggling what's going on.
Isn't the number one job of the president to protect Americans? I mean, you know, there's this famous speech called Rivers of Blood this guy Enoch Powell gave, and the number one duty of a politician is to put his people in the position to resist avoidable harms. I mean, this president goes around with this smug look on his face like he solved cancer, and, I don't get where he's coming from.
I don't feel safe, do you?
I have any idea the direction this country's going in right now. It just baffles me that people that 40% or 40, 45 or 50% are happy with the leadership in this country.
Yes, sir. I'll let you go on,
thanks,
Kelly.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day. I wouldn't say anything, but, you know, the nature of a talk show is to discuss this stuff. But where's the defense of allowing level 1, 3,700 level 1 criminals? How many? Let's look back in 10 years and see how many crimes they committed. Would the president go up to these people? Would he go to their funeral? Would he apologize to them? We got another call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Betty.
Hey, Betty. Good morning to you. And how's it going?
Fine. Great day.
Betty, turn off the radio.
Yeah, I did.
There's an echo.
I
Go
did.
Ahead.
I want to say that for 40 years, Senator Ted Kennedy, a Democrat, wrote immigration law. And he said, being a terrorist is not grounds for denying a visa to someone. And the 9/11 terrorists were here on visas. So it's been going on a long time.
Yeah, but, you know, when you tap down into this policy, there's no substance. There's just this kind of, like,
yes,
vague liberal idea that everybody has to be treated the same way no matter what.
There you go.
Thanks, Betty. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
All right, folks. I'm going to come back and play a little clip from the UFO. I wouldn't say anything, but I feel like screaming when I hear this stuff. It's just so upsetting. And what are we gaining? It's the country is being taken apart piece by piece, and it seems like this president is a sociopath. The reason that I say that is he doesn't seem to have any emotion whatsoever for the people that are hurt by his policies, which is a very dangerous. Somebody said, I think, do you feel safe? I don't feel safe. I have no idea the direction we're headed, but we're not doing the most obvious things. This is the thing that worries me. We're not doing the most obvious things to stop this stuff. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
Oh, it's the fabulous Frankie.
Okay,
happy hump day, Kelly.
Hey,
oh, actually, this is Tuesday.
Hey, how's it going, man? We're off the air.
Hey, Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't know. First off, I was kind of worried about whether the phone was going to work or not. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't. There was something that happened. I think somebody said it was licensing that we only have one line right now. I have no idea how this stuff works, but the other day there was only one line working. But what are we going to talk about?
Wait a minute. You got one line. You got one telephone line. Well, you would have one line, right?
I have one right now, obviously.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. They got these trunk lines. You call other radio stations. You know, I'm on line one, line two, line three. It's still one number, but they got multiple phones or something.
Yeah, I do.
But you
have,
just only have.
I usually have three lines, but it's been a while since more than one of them lit at a time.
Okay.
I was told.
Maybe you ought to call the CenturyLink. You ought to call CenturyLink and tell them to come on over and fix that.
Yeah, but somebody told me that they were calling in and it was going to the mental health that place downtown. So
that's not good. That's not good. You know, that's not good. No, I was. I want to call in. You lost my train of thought now. But I know what it is. I'm perfectly safe. I got a big smile on my face with the policies of what DHO and the rest of the learned liberals and delightful demos are doing. You know?
Really?
Yep, for sure.
You wouldn't change
anything.
Matter
of fact. Huh?
I said you wouldn't change anything. Well, hold on. We'll be. We got about 20 seconds left before you can tell everybody how happy you are.
Okay, sure. What are you going to do right now? I got another. I want to pitch a bit of a gripe. You know, last week when your phones didn't work, you had these two humans on, right? And they were off the wall, and nobody, at least me, I couldn't get through counter the idiocy.
Who were they?
I don't know. Some Jesus freak guy you had on. And then some. I don't remember. I was human. I was crawling the walls,
right,
but I couldn't hold you.
Here we go.
All right.
And, folks, we have got Fabulous Frankie, who called in as I was going to break. So anyway, Frankie, I asked for you to call in and defend this president's policies, and you can't wait to do it.
Okay, that's right. I mean, I'm telling you what, the only rationale and reason, everybody's jumping on this poor gal, and she was a very good-looking girl, too, who got shot by this illegal alien, five times deported. You know, just going on and on because this allows a hook to get into the particulars and policies of BHO again, keep the arguments off of how wonderful that he's doing things. You're not getting up there and talking about Donald Trump going all over the map, Thug Cruz, or any one of the clown car contenders. No, you pick up on one murder out of 800 happening on any given day in the United States.
There are
and
not 800 murders a day, by the way. But anyway, let me ask you this. There have been over 121 murders attributed to illegals released by Obama. That's the Washington Times. How do you defend allowing violent criminals to enter the country illegally when you find them at the border? Identify them as such. What possible defense do you have of that?
Hey, it's Washington Times. That's a conservative rag. I'm not going to
look.
Let
me ask you something, Frankie, because I'm starting to feel my blood pressure go up a little bit. Are you denying that this guy that was deported five times shot this woman in San Francisco for no reason?
No, I did.
All right.
I did not.
Please
that.
Defend
I did not
the policy.
Say that.
Please, instead of attacking the Washington Times, please defend the policy.
I don't know if it's being reported in the Washington Times that this is BHO's policy.
You know, Frankie, you don't have a defense of this because nobody could possibly defend it. It's insane.
Of course nobody's going to intentionally bring in a criminal.
This
BHO is signing off on this?
Frankie, this guy's allowing – they allowed 3,700 level one criminals to come across the border and didn't stop them when they had every opportunity to. What is the why?
I don't know. I don't have a question. I don't have an answer.
All right.
Maybe Ronnie Reagan could answer that because he brought a lot of people over when he was president, too.
So your answer is to attack the Washington Times and to attack Ronald Reagan. What's your other answer?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, this is a big country, a lot of moving parts. But to go out there and put this on BHO and say,
who's running everything? Who's pulling the policy? Who is making the decisions? If it's not his fault, we need to remove him and find the person who's making the real decisions.
Okay, well, that's true. He's got about another, 15, 16 months. You know, he's going to be removed, right? And then you're going to wind up getting, another lovely, determined, learned liberal in. That's for sure. So we can have this conversation sometime after January 17, 2017.
Thank you for calling up and saying the most obvious statement that you've ever made. I don't know why. I have no explanation for why they're purposefully letting level one criminals into this country illegally.
I don't believe it. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean,
it's
sure they know that.
Right in front of us. There's story after story after story.
What story? The only story you're quoting is the one from that conservative rag Washington Times.
Have you ever studied logic and fallacies? Consider the sources of fallacy. Just because it was printed by the Washington Times doesn't make it false. Please try dig a little deeper.
Well, is there any other paper out there that's saying the same thing?
I'll name all the papers. I'll name all the papers. I got to go and take a break. We're running out of time. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay,
have a great
look
day.
Okay, look for the other papers. You won't find it. It'll still be the Washington Times.
Everything that's said about your hero is a lie. I understand. Have a great day. All right, folks. We'll be right back.
New Mexico's oil and gas industry.
Oh, you heard Frankie there. Here is, in 2013, ICE freed 36,000 convicted criminal aliens from detention. We've got a phone call here. 193 homicides, 426 sexual assaults, 303 kidnappings, 1,075 aggravated convictions, assault. Yeah, thanks for calling the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, this is David. How are you today?
Good, man. What's up?
The reason Frankie took a while to call you in this morning is he was on his prayer rug doing his 1,000 Hail Obamas. So it took him a while to get those done before he could call you. It's a total treat. You know, it's the retransformation of America, and basically it's the dismantling of America is what this clown's doing. So
it's proof. If you're going to release 36,000 convicted criminal aliens in 2013, almost 200 of them have homicide convictions, 426 sexual assault convictions, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to have a beef with America because you're a doctor, you're operating on somebody, and you're throwing like dirt from the floor in their body before you sew them up. I've never seen anything like it. But anyway, listen, David, we run out of time. Yeah, go ahead. Briefly, I'm out of time.
I mean, how come the illegals get out, but he won't let citizens out for the same crime?
I don't know. It's just I guess every day is Valentine's Day from this president. Thanks for the call. Take care. All right, folks. It's have 1 minute to go here. Here's wanted to play this clip from this UFO thing. Check this out. Eyewitness. This is it right here. Yeah.
I mean, it really. Contact info.
Yeah, get him off the air.
I'm sure that's the idea.
No.
Well, it's the 7th day of July, and I've got a special guest, our weekly guest, Walt Rubel, is sitting in here with the in the studio. And Walt, did you hear the show coming in?
I heard the tail end of it. I did.
And are you a UFO believer?
I'm neither believer nor disbeliever. I you know, the universe is so vast that I guess I believe that something is out there. The whole, they took me on the spaceship and gave me an anal probe that, you know, I
kind of enticing, isn't it? I mean, it's like, isn't
no,
it like,
not at all.
Isn't it like coming to New Mexico for a vacation?
That's the opposite of enticing.
New Mexico, home of the anal probe.
Only if you're unfortunate and you end up in the Gila Regional Medical Center and taken there by overzealous deming police officers. But other than that one unfortunate gentleman, no.
There have been a couple. But anyway, let me play this clip. And we were talking about illegal immigration and the murder and everything. But
right.
Anyway, talking to Walt Rubel here, I'm going to start this clip over. I didn't get finished with it. They claim there was a black box over El Paso, and so that it came out of the clouds, and it kind of looks like an, I was trying to figure out what it looked like. It looks like a giant,
it doesn't look like it should be able to fly.
No,
it doesn't
not
have
at all.
Wings.
No,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
No.
It doesn't look aerodynamic or kite-ish, or, I mean, maybe a box kite, but a solid box kite.
Looks like a speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm play this again. This is from the Secure Team 10.
Okay.
All right, so there is this story in the Express, UK Express. Is Cube UFO coming through cloud sign of Satan or warning before alien attack? Conspiracy.
Those are our only choices?
Yes, I guess so. You must have heard me talking about the false dichotomy earlier. Conspiracy theorists have seized on pictures they claim show a, quote, sinister and mind-blowing cube-shaped unidentified flying object coming to Earth through a portal from another dimension. And this happened over El Paso about a week ago. Theories over what the image reveals range from a looming alien invasion, a satanic apocalypse, or secret U.S. government hologram experiments. The bizarre black-shaped object seen in the photos released online was suggested to have appeared through, quote, a wormhole or portal in clouds above El Paso, Texas. I thought El Paso itself was a wormhole in which unwanted and illegal characters came through. A series of conspiracy and counter-conspiracy theories, including that it is a sign of the devil or U.S. government hologram to test human reactions ahead of a genuine alien disclosure, have now sprung up over the Internet. Person said online, there's no doubt at all that this is real. This is actually very concerning, too, because it's come through a wormhole or vortex. Meaning this craft has come from, could have come from anywhere, and it does look very sinister indeed. It looks like, well, it looks like a black brick, a giant.
I was going to say sinister. It does, you know, it doesn't have gun portals. It looks very odd. It looks like a black brick. Is exactly right. And how in the world? What is keeping it up there? An electric humming, a magnetic thing? Maybe?
It could be. Greg Prescott, editor of the IN5D spiritual website, warned that the cube was linked to the devil. He said, if this is a real cube-shaped UFO, then it probably is not here in humanity's best interest based on my research of the cube and its ties to satanic Cronus Satan, or pardon me, Saturn Cronus Satan.
I mean, I'm aware of a lot of satanic symbols. I didn't realize the cube.
The black brick.
Yeah, okay.
So, reactions?
Well, we were talking. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of military aircraft in that area between Holloman and White Sands and Fort Bliss. You know, and I assume they're doing all kinds of experiments up there, and that's why they have all that unrestricted airspace. But I can't explain what the heck that is.
Folks, I was hoping that Walt would be the one person who could help crack the riddle.
Yeah, above me.
Well, I guess, as they say, above our pay grade to figure it out. But I have not heard anything in the mainstream media. And we do have a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Pedro.
Yes, Pedro. Good morning. Hope you're well. And what's up?
Right on, man. Frankie, if he was just a little bit smarter and a little bit wittier, the dude could be hilarious, man. But he's not. He's an idiot. Secondly, this cube thing.
Yeah.
Look it up, man. The clown that posted that video, that organization that he's with.
Yeah.
It's been proven. This dude's one of the main. He's been busted several times for being a hoaxer.
Well, I felt duty bound to let the people know that there could have been a black brick up over El Paso.
Well, it's probably Obama spirit.
The Obama spirit coming through a black brick. No wonder it looks sinister.
Through a wormhole in the clouds.
A wormhole. Could he go back into his wormhole for the next 17 months or whatever, how much time he has left?
We can dream, but it's Obama spirit because, remember, he went to El Paso a couple times when he was running for president.
Actually,
of course, this part of the...
Well,
this part of the country doesn't exist for him.
Hey.
Other than when he's running for political office.
Okay.
So
hold on.
We just got to put out with his cube.
Hold on. Walt has something.
Oh, I was just going to interject. Actually, he did once after he was elected. You know, and you're right. I mean, obviously, with Photoshop, you know, you can manufacture a photo to show anything you want. But it seems like there are several people saying they saw the same thing, and here's a photo of it. So for whatever that's worth.
Well, it's just like Frankie. He can hallucinate all he wants to, but that doesn't make it any truer.
I got to stand up for Frankie. He was putting the best face on the problem that he could muster.
Yeah, his best face is, I won't say it.
Anyway, thanks for the call. Hope you have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. All right, folks, we'll take a little break here, a little brick here. I got a little Pink Floyd for you. Because this alien ship could be another brick in the wall of alien, abductions.
First it's one, and next thing you know, the sky is full of
anal probes.
Yeah. Black bricks or whatever.
That's possible. Okay, yeah. Well, 717 with Walt Rubel. We'll be right back. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450.
Yeah, I had a friend who saw this concert. I guess the very first song, a guy comes out, puts down a brick, and then goes back. You heard that, so yeah.
Those guys were good with the visual.
They really were. Yeah. I only saw him one time, and it was after Roger Waters left. It was the Learning to Fly.
Learning to Fly was a good
show. Well, it was a good show, too.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, this is David.
What's up?
Okay, what that black cube is one of many different things that are out here every night. If you grab binoculars, well, look at the first stars at evening, all right? They're all probes. They're orbs. They're round chrome spheres. They are military. If you look to the north of I-25, there's a really, really bright light out there. That bright light is not a planet. It's some kind of manned drone.
Huh.
They're all over the place here. There's like 183 of these things in our atmosphere right now above Las Cruces.
That's an approximation or an exact number?
Approximation.
Okay.
All this stuff I'm telling you is top secret. The black orb, we've never seen this before, but it's probably up there all the time. They're up there right now. When the sun goes down below the horizon, the reflection of the sun points out these stars.
David.
The first stars of every night. What?
Mothership to David. No pun intended.
Yes.
Can we bring this on the air?
Take a pair of binoculars out at night and look at the
Mothership
first stars of the night.
Mothership.
No, because you.
Mothership to David. Can we bring this? This is interesting.
It's right on our face. The lights are up there every night.
I'll take this
They're
as a
orbs.
Yes. So how often do you view these things?
Every night. I sleep out at night and look at these things.
Yeah. Every night?
Every night they're out there. The bright light that you're going to see over the Doñana like this, this is a really, really, and the thing stops, turns off, moves around, comes back on, all kind of stuff like that. It's brighter than Venus. A lot of people are talking about this. A lot of high official military people have left this area.
Really?
Yes. Have a pair of binoculars. It's out there. They're there. Every star that you see, the first star you see at night, are not when the sun finally just drops past the horizon like this. And the first stars you see are flying vehicles. They're orbs. They're round. They're anti-gravity.
They've left the area because they're afraid something's going to fall
on
them?
No. This is real. You can see these things. You can grab a pair of binoculars, take a go out at night when the sun goes down. The first stars you see at night, put your binoculars on them. They're not stars. They're orbs. They're military.
Military.
Top secret.
Wow.
They're here.
That is absolutely fascinating. I wonder how long it's been going on.
We're 40 years behind anything they have. Our technology, this right here, the phone I'm talking to you on right now, this is 4.1 to 4.4 megahertz. All right, this is the same frequency as thinking.
David.
All right,
David.
What?
We're on the air.
What?
Folks, I've got a call. I've got a call here from someone who believes that he knows what's going on over El Paso. And caller, do you want me to use your first name or not?
David.
Okay, David. Give the people, we've been talking off the air about this for a while. Give the people a little bit of what you've been telling me. It is military related. It is not an accident. There's hundreds of these things. And it is, if you have a pair of binoculars and point it in up in the sky in the evening, you can see this stuff.
When the sun goes down, the first stars that come out at night are not stars. They're below our space, and they're still in our atmosphere. The sun's reflection from the curve of the sun like this will shine, make these things shine. They are orbs. They are chrome balls.
All right.
Now, these are just the first stars you see it every night like this. Any night you'll see them. But above the Donyans is a really bright, bright light that goes on. Now, this light moves left, right, goes, turns off, changes things, changes. Like, it's all over the place. It is a bright star that looks brighter than Venus that sits there every night. These are manned drones. All this stuff is way ahead of us, way ahead of everybody's pay grade.
So
I don't know how many
years
of these things are up there.
David, you're saying 40 years, this technology is 40 years advanced beyond where we're at right now in the popular culture.
Yes. This was by the Ike, by President Ike, when the ship crashed in Socorro, New Mexico.
Yeah.
The lady who owns the property owns Water and Ice. Roswell, the crash that happened, that's from Corona. If you were to draw a circle around the Capitan Mountains, it is the general facility, the general area of these two ships crashing. We have been shooting them down with microwaves.
Wow. Well, that's interesting, Walt.
Well, have you seen this latest one, though, the black brick, black
the black brick that came out of the clouds?
That right there is probably what is going on with the military. These are a bunch of different things that they've got. They have all kind of heavy technology around here.
Yeah.
They're very advanced. They're anti-gravity vehicles.
Okay. I was going to say, because I'm trying to figure out how it flies. I mean, there's no obvious propulsion. There's no aerodynamics that you can see. I mean, it's very advanced.
Well, they sound like magnets rotating.
Yeah.
No. That's not obvious.
Yeah.
I guess they're anti-gravity. It's a whole different field now of reality for us. We're 40 years behind on anything they have.
Okay.
We're like children wandering around.
Binoculars.
We're like children wandering around in a laboratory.
The first stars. Take a look at the first stars. They're all over this place.
Okay, and which direction do you point your binoculars?
Well, if you want, the big boy sits right over Donyan Mountain every day, every night, every night. The,
you mean
definitely
Oregon
the orbs
Mountain?
Come over
David.
White Sands Missile Range in Fort
Mothership
Bliss.
To David. Mothership to David.
And there's one big
Mothership
one right above
David.
Las Cruces,
Mothership
too,
to
so
David.
What are they really
David.
Thinking about?
David, do you mean the Oregon Mountains when you say the Dona Ana Mountains? What mountains?
Yeah, of course. Over Fort Bliss, White Sands Missile Range, NASA,
okay.
All that area like this.
Right.
They're here all the time. They've been here for years.
Okay. No reason to get alarmed then.
That's what we said at the beginning, that we know that all of those, that's why we have all this unrestricted airspace, and we know that White Sands and we assume Holloman and Fort Bliss are doing some kind of experiments with that.
They are planning a one-world government, and they're going to do an alien attack on us.
All right. And when is that going to happen?
I'm already way out on the limb talking, calling
right,
you up and talking right now.
Well, some people
wish
David,
you the best. Have
David.
A beautiful day. Think okay. about it. A binoculars at night.
All right.
Thanks, David. All right. So some people say that Satan pooped out a brick, this black brick that's flying around. So anyway, 523-1450, if you have any experience with this.
Yeah.
I remain skeptical, of course, but... Anyway, we'll take a little break here. Got Walt Rubel. Exciting. It's always fun to have Walt in the studio, for better or worse. sometimes we agree, sometimes that I was told the other day, by the way, when we got into that barnyard scuffle, that people loved it. It was great radio. You were holding your own, and I was, you know, I was going after you.
Yeah.
People enjoyed it.
Okay. Good.
All right. Almost as much as the Black Brick. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Kelly O'Connell, 726. AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in. And if you have any experiences with the Black Brick or other UFOs, call in. We'll be right back. All right, it's Kelly here. We just had, and I got Walt Rubel in the studio from Sundays. We just had a guy call in, and he is saying that the end is near, and there's UFOs that are put up by the government, and it's going to be an apocalypse. Well, we have another call here, and it just so happens, so about a week ago, it was National or International UFO Day, but it could be a coincidence. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show, who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. It's Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have any reports? Are there any reports from any airports in El Paso or any military installations about this thing being picked up on radar?
Not really, but I mean, for the sake of the argument, I'm very skeptical about the story. But if there was, and they wanted to keep it hush hush, I mean, if you're looking at it from David's perspective, the government's creating it; they're not going to self-report.
Well, David did bring up a thought. One of those things is related to the Jade Helm.
Well, according to David, it's been going on for many years. And so every night you can see this orb over the Dona Ana Mountain, or what most people call the Oregon Mountains, I guess, over White Sands. I don't know. I've seen, I think, Saturn or Venus over the mountain, but I've never attached it to a UFO.
There is one other possible explanation.
I'm waiting.
That it might be the first brick from Donald Trump for the wall there.
Well, I hope it
coming from a wormhole in the sky above El Paso.
it might be a publicity stunt from Donald. Okay, talk to you later. Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, so I've got some stories here. We're going to talk about local news first or later, of course. But we've got another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Michael. Hello, Walt. I really enjoyed your Sunday editorial.
Well, thank you.
One of the things, and I'm not sure you were as in-depth, but before Americans touched foot on the moon, how many NASA astronauts died?
Well, I know about the ones on the launch pad.
Three, yeah, but it was actually eight. Ted Freeman was the first one to die. In 64, you're talking about it being a very dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And heck, eight U.S. astronauts died before we actually landed on the moon. And so it is a very dangerous thing to use that much inertia. And, you know, I thought you were completely correct with your column there.
Michael, UFOs, yeah. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Do they exist?
All right, now, so in the 80s, my father was stationed at Holloman Air Force Base from 46 on, and I was born in 1950 in Alamogordo. And in the 80s, they were starting the UFO, you know, big push in Roswell. And I mentioned something to my dad. He never disclosed what he did in World War II, Korea, Vietnam. He was very close-mouthed, but he got this very funny look. He said the craft that fell out of the sky in 47, July of 47. I said, yes. He said, that was a weather balloon. We were trying to look at Russia. And I said, how do you know? And he got that look on his face which said, I don't talk about what I did. But he finally admitted to me he went to Corona, and those pictures was George's pictures. And so he was so kind of puzzled by how they could get, you know, alien life out of the fact that we were trying to spy on the Soviet Union. And so we launched one that came down about 100 miles to the east, and that's what he got pictures of.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, we would be embarrassed or afraid to admit that, and so.
Well, and he just never talked about it. We didn't. Column called that Roswell smirk, because Jack Swickard, my distant cousin, is the president of the UFO Museum. And one day I was talking to him maybe 10 years ago, and he said, they come with $100 bills in their hands. And then he gave me that Roswell smirk. And then I understood. I mean, if we could come up with something like that in Las Cruces, I would have that Las Cruces smirk. Wouldn't you, Walt?
No, I hear what you're saying. They have made it pay off handsomely, as they just did once again this weekend.
Anyway, enjoying that. I don't really jump out. Now, I have been an astronomer clear since when I took class from Clyde Tombaugh, and I look up at the sky, and I have a free app for my Android called Space Junk. And you hold it up, and it tells you what each thing is. I have yet to see anything up in the sky that isn't identified as what this is or that is. I'm not seeing anything like that.
Maybe that's what David needs. I've got one of those two. It's called Google Sky App, and it is very,
sure,
very powerful. Thanks for the call, Mike, and have a great
day.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, folks, we'll take a little break here, but a little call from Michael Swickard there that you have probably listened to him on his own show in the day. And 736, we're with Walt Rubel, and you're listening to AM Las Cruces 1450 KOB. I'm Kelly O'Connell. 523-1450. We'll be right back. It's Kelly here, and just had a good call from Mike Swickard. And all right, so here's just a few stories before we shift gears. UFO snapped hovering over Stonehenge, being probed by alien investigators. Hopefully not anally probed, but that's from July 2nd, 2015, very recent. Hotel in Florida on the coast has so many sightings that they actually have a log where the visitors can log in their sites. And the owner says, I don't think it's alien craft. She says she thinks it's the government, just like David. There's a crash of UFOs over Vladimir Putin's hometown, and it comes down in a flurry, and they say they're about to release all of the X-Files in Britain about all the UFOs. We have another call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, Kelly. This is Monty. I have a comment on UFOs.
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe there are UFOs, but they're nothing more than that. It just says they are unidentified flying objects.
Okay.
It doesn't mean they're from outer space. It doesn't mean it's a secret government program or some sort of conspiracy. I mean, there are just some objects in the sky that have not been unidentified. Like I say, I think it's possible there might be something from, quote, other worlds, but I think it's highly improbable.
Well, why does it seem like there's never any hard evidence? It's only these kind of grainy pictures or stuff that could be photoshopped.
Yeah, isn't that really the basic question?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Anyway, just my comment on it. Thanks, Kelly.
Brilliant comment. Thanks for the call. Have a good day. All right, so, we'll keep you posted on UFO stuff here, but they're going to release all this things coming out. But if you want to go to Google and look up Russian police probe mystery UFO crash in skies, and there's a girl who's recording this thing as it crashes. It looks like something crashes out of the sky. It goes on fire, and it looks, there's this black thing that drops out of it. I have no idea what it is, but anyway. All right, so shifting gears here, Walt, what is going on in the city that we should know about?
We have the municipal election coming up here in November, and really hasn't started yet, which is, you know, kind of amazing when you compare it to the election in 2016, which is all anybody's talking about now. But the election in 2015, the municipal election, you had the mayor on last week, which I assume is one of the first indicators that he intends.
Now, the mayor took some heavy fire, yeah, but he survived unscathed. But I think, was it Jerry that called up and tried to drive him from pillar to post.
Yeah, well, I assume he knew what he was getting into when he came on.
Well, he's a seasoned politician.
Sure, sure.
So,
and, you know, he is finishing his second term. Now, if he were in the county, that's it. Two terms and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But the city doesn't have term limits. So I think most people are assuming that he'll run for reelection. Greg Smith announced that he will seek his council post. But a lot of people were wondering if he would throw his hat in the ring for mayor as well. And he's announced that he's not.
I was wondering if he was going to throw his underwear in the ring, but unfortunately.
That's for the treasurer's race,
yeah.
I think.
Very good.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Need a rib shot.
All right. So has this recall election, the attempt to have a recall election, affected the chemistry, the atmosphere of future city council races?
Well, what I think will happen for certain is that there will be a coalescing around at least the mayoral candidate and probably two or three council positions coming from, I think, the Chamber of Commerce will take a leading role in that. The new group, it's not the Better Tomorrow, that was strictly the recall, but there was another business group that was formed, and I can't remember the name of them, but it was Dan Schneider and Gary Coppage and Mr. Bayat. I forget his first name. But anyway, I definitely think that group is not going away. And I think that the progressives on the other side have been a little bit energized by that fight as well. And so I think this will be a very spirited, you know, city election.
Could be. Now, is there anything that in Europe, practically speaking, in your opinion, that can be done about all these empty buildings in town?
Well, so many of them are owned by the city, it seems like. Take City Hall, the old City Hall that's been sitting there for empty for years. The old City Office Center that will go over to La Clinica.
Yeah.
I mean, finally, we've gotten some resolution, but those buildings have been sitting there empty for the one next to my brother's place. That's owned by the city. That's had the scaffolding or whatever.
That's owned by the city?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did they stop in mid?
I forget what the – I think that's on the – no, I may be getting that.
Is it an Indian burial ground?
It's either owned by the city or by a guy at El Paso who ran out of money. So.
I'm gonna go for theory B.
Oh my goodness! Sometimes I get in the middle of these and I say, "Wait a minute! I'm not sure that's right."
Well, I can't blame you. There's so many empty buildings, and now we've got the empty Pro Ranch building. But have to be hundreds of buildings in this town that are empty. Walt, is there anything that can be done to fill these with businesses?
That is the million-dollar question, and that should be the question of this election.
Yeah,
it really should, because we got into this a little bit before, and I tend to think of big industry, you know, what do we need? And your point was, no, what we need are small, you know, businesses.
My dad was the president of the small business, can't remember the name of it,
yeah.
But a long time ago, he was the national head of this, and he used to talk to me, you know, just kind of along the way that the driver of the economy and job, the vast majority of jobs created in this country are made by small businesses.
Yeah.
And we need to acknowledge that. And we can't be saved by some big company that comes in here, because a big company comes in, a big company could leave.
Yeah, well, that's right.
If you have a friendly environment for business in general, though, you wouldn't be able to stop these places from, you know, new businesses from springing up.
Well, and, you know, that gets back to what did we just have on the first of the month, another tax increase. And so, yeah.
And what was your feeling on that?
I was opposed to it. I think that this was done by the county, and it was done following two different elections within the last couple of years where the county went to the voters saying, we need a tax increase, you know, for this or for that. Both times the voters were pretty clear in telling them no. And so now, because of the state legislature gives them the authority to do it without the voters, they say, okay, we're going to do it anyway, and we're going to do it for the maximum amount possible. And so, you know, I think there's a lot. We don't have a county election coming up until 2016, but I think there's going to be a lot to answer for there.
Well, I mean, it is kind of heartbreaking to see how much resistance these business people have to overcome in this city. It's like watching salmon fighting upstream and then dying on the way. Anyway, Kelly O'Connell, 747, flying the friendly skies. And with Walt Rubel, we'll be right back. 523-1450 if you want to suggest a topic for the last segment. It's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. It's Karen.
Karen, what's up?
Well, I wanted to ask Walt if he would touch on, for a lot of people who probably didn't see Esther Cepeda's column last week about how amazed she was about the unity down here on the Borderplex. It was just a really great story, and it highlighted our region for the nation.
All right. You want to say it on the air?
Sure. Tell me when we're on the air.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, he has to drive down Valley, too.
Okay, so we've got a call from Karen, a question for Walt. Karen, go ahead.
Hey, Walt.
Hi, Karen.
I wanted you to just touch on Esther Cepeda's column last week in the paper that highlighted in a very good, positive way, the Borderplex area. Are you familiar with that?
I am, and I'm glad you brought that up because
I'm going to hang up. Thank you, Walt.
Thanks,
okay,
Karen.
Thanks, Karen. Esther Cepeda is a national columnist that lives in Chicago and is syndicated in newspapers all over the country. And she is part of a group of Latino journalists who are, as part of a grant, are going around the country into areas of the country that are heavily Hispanic. And she came into the Borderplex area, El Paso, Las Cruces. And she compared it. There's that TV show Portlandia. She called this area Latinolandia, and point was that all of the fighting, the national portrayal of immigration and the borderlands, and how riven with strife they are, and how and her point was that she was just amazed to find out that none of that was true. None of the stereotype in the national media about what is happening on the border fit what she actually saw when she came here and saw for herself what people were doing. The fact that city councils in both El Paso and Las Cruces are represented by both Hispanic and Anglo members, that you know, there really isn't that identity politics that you, I think, assume that is there in so many other places of the country. And it just showed our area in a very positive light for the rest of the country.
That's good. All right. So, maybe we need to do more to promote the area. I mean, we have Chili Fest. I mean, we have all these pecan trees here that totally make the area unique. A lot of people don't think of New Mexico as agricultural.
Well, and I that is one thing I think the state is doing very well. They've had this tourism program for a few years now, and this is the third year in a row where they've had record numbers of tourists coming to New Mexico. And I, in terms of Las Cruces, we're losing some of our big attractions. TWEF is going away. The film festival went away, but now is coming back. But I do think we're going to need to come up with some new things to take over for, you know, things like the whole enchilada fiesta that for years and years we just counted on that being our big fiesta every year. And now we're going to need something else.
Yeah. And if we were going to grow something locally, to add on to our identity or to kind of celebrate this Mesilla Valley for the world, what kind of things come to mind?
Well, you know, pecans seems like the obvious one. Hatch used to have a great big chili festival. I mean, they still have the chili festival every year, but it's not what it used to be. Those are the two obvious ones, it seems to me. We don't need another wine festival. The craft beer thing, I think, could take off.
We don't have a lot of local breweries, though.
Yeah, we don't. But still, I think there's some interest. The folks from Santa Fe and El Paso
the guy David
down.
Called up earlier, or was it David or somebody else that said, no, it was Michael, saying that it'd be nice to have something like Roswell out here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was Michael. But, that takes... if that
God.
Was manufactured, it was well done. And certainly they're milking it for all it's worth here 50 years later. 50 years.
Well, there's got to be some. I mean, to me, the thing to do is to, I wonder if somebody got the burning ambition to go through the city code and went through everything it takes to make a business here and really challenged themselves to cut the red tape and to make it as easy as possible. And supposedly you can get a business license in El Paso in 72 hours. If we could update the system here and not pretend like we're, you know, some backwater that's, yeah, you know, hundreds of years ago. We got another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly Kona Show. Who's this?
Based on the fact of that subpoena gal in Chicago, what she found and discovered, compared to all the rantings and ravings of the Flumper guy, I think the other circumstances, smart people are going to realize that Flumper's on the wrong way here. So 2016, and by the way, Il Papa is in South America, and all the Catholics in there are jumping up and down, yippee-yay, so
Frankie,
that's going to bode very well.
Frankie, I got the part about the Pope, but what was the first? I didn't quite follow the first point.
No, Walt, by the way, Walt, I'm glad you're there. You're an anchor of sanity in an area of borderline psychotics, you know. But anyway, Walt had said Cepeda, some gal that syndicated, came down to the border and said, hey, there's none of this nonsense that the Thumper guy is talking about. So this is just manufactured nonsense by conservatives.
Oh, Trump?
Simple as that.
Trump?
Yeah, that's him, that whack job.
Okay.
Well, your boy, by the way.
Okay. We just weren't sure who you were talking about, that's all.
Anyway, I just wanted to get that out before you closed out today. But I'm going to get up early again tomorrow morning. This is a lot of fun.
Frankie, may you run into a black brick at some point today, or emanating from the clouds.
Way to go. Thanks a lot. That's such a kind thing of you to say. Appreciate that.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
I don't mean to run into a brick like somebody throws it off the overpass, of course. I'm hoping that he achieves nirvana by having a space alien explain to him the nature of reality.
That would do it for me.
All right, so well, what's the next column about, or have you decided yet?
I'm not sure. But real quickly,
go for it.
The point in the last one was just that I'm not sure that for astronauts and for people like that who take educated risks, we will always be exploring space. But for the guy who is a billionaire, just wants to scratch another item off the bucket list, I'm not sure it will ever be safe enough.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, the one thing that you can say about Trump in this age of political correctness, and the reason that I think he gets a support at all, is because he's not afraid to speak his mind. All of these guys, we know that we have serious border issues. We just had a lady killed in San Francisco from a guy that came over and was kicked out 5 times. We've got serious issues that cannot even be discussed because of political correctness.
Well, to me, it seems like an easy enough thing to prove. He is saying that Mexican immigrants are, by and large, there's a higher percentage of rapists among that group of people.
I'm going to have to go back into his statements tomorrow and look into this. I'll look into it, Walt. But anyway, I don't know that he said that, but if he did, I mean, I think what he said is, well, maybe he did say that Mexico is disgorging all of these criminals. I don't even know if to me, the relevant point is wherever they come from, don't bring illegal criminals into the country. We got one more call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly Kona Show. Who's this?
Real quick, about the rapist aspect, 85% of the women coming over the border are raped, women and girls. That's what he was referring to.
Okay, thank you.